with Dr. Bob Teal, fresh from his trip to Europe. Dr. Bob, you gave us a promo, and I'm not sure because you put some X's. You mentioned one or more or both candidates are apocalyptic. Let's go through your dissertation.
Well, before I do, since you mentioned being in Europe, I'd like to make a few comments that your listeners might find interesting. First, when we went to Europe, the first country we went to Serbia. Now, Serbia, for your listeners' information, is a country that was once known as Yugoslavia.
Right.
And because of predominantly some ethnic issues over there, as well as German prodding, Yugoslavia ended up breaking apart into multiple pieces. And Serbia, the Serbians were the ones who kind of were running Yugoslavia, so they didn't like it all to be broken apart. Well, in the 90s, the United States, because I think the Germans wanted us to, did some bombing and stuff over there. Well, anyway, so I'm over there, and I'm talking to some people in Belgrade, which is the capital, and they can't believe that Hillary Clinton is a possible U.S. president.
Right.
They cannot understand under any circumstance why we could possibly have Hillary Clinton as an option. They said that what the Clintons did to their country was horrible.
Right.
They don't trust her. They didn't like her Secretary of State. They're afraid she gets in, she's going to do more bad things again.
Right.
And what's interesting is since I was there, unrelated to that, I was reading something about Mrs. Clinton's foreign policy accomplishments. I put quotes around that in the way I said it, I hope.
Yeah, you're a little
and
sarcastic, aren't you?
Well, I was reading a news article where somebody who brought this up and said, I mean, accomplishments like bombing Serbia, bombing Libya, and causing the Syrian refugee crisis.
Right.
So those are three of the accomplishments. Oh, and the fourth would be the reset of relations with Russia, which ended up being disastrous.
Right.
So they over in Serbia are paranoid about this, but as it turns out, most people don't really care what the Serbians say because they are not they're not a major economic power, they're not a major military power. They're not in the European Union. They keep debating if they should be more European or more Russian. So when we started off in Europe, it was interesting that that part came up. Then we went elsewhere in Europe. And then the opposite is pretty much there. And that is, I was speaking to a guy from Switzerland who basically said something to the effect, the United States is a world leader. How could you possibly have Donald Trump to lead your country? Okay, that was basically his position. And then, now my wife actually...
Well, what was his logic for that? If you look at his at Donald Trump's policies, it's not for no trade, it's for fair trade.
But he didn't bring up trade at all. I think his position was he has insufficient knowledge of foreign policy, therefore... has not articulated any policy that, at least he, as a Swiss person, as a Swiss national, Swiss citizen, thought would be helpful.
I like to put people on the spot. I'm going to ask AXE questions. When I hear that, if you surround yourself, like I saw the economic advisors surrounding Trump, the man doesn't have to have it in his own head. He can have some advisors that will tell him what is reasonable policy. One thing about Trump is he'll recorrect when he's deficient, whereas Hillary is like a pilot that keeps smacking it in the altimeter when she can see visibly the ground coming up. And she won't change her policy, whereas Trump will change it. He'll pivot.
I would tend to...
Like we talked about in the first hour with Harley Schlanger, they got through to him on the idea of the importance of Glass-Steagall, and he spent 5 minutes last week specifically talking about Glass-Steagall to get the economy going. So when I hear comments like that, often they are observed the 23 minutes talking about the woman he supposedly groped or his gross speech with a hot mic in a trailer with Billy Bush, when in fact the man is repentant. He has had in the past a potty mouth, which he's repented of. But to be honest with you, I don't think he has to think that the repository of all foreign policy is in his own head. He hasn't been a career politician. He's been a businessman. but he surrounds himself with people who have collectively far more experience that's actually good experience rather than the horrifying experience of Hillary, who, if you look at her accomplishments, are scary as hell. I mean, this is the kind of person you do not want anywhere near the nuclear codes. This is a crazy person.
Well, anyway, so we were also up in the Netherlands, and I was talking to a couple of people who were Dutch, plus a woman who was from Spain.
Right.
She was living in the Netherlands, but she was Spanish. She also was vehemently opposed to Donald Trump, could not understand why.
And why is that?
Well, I tried to ask those questions. I tried to ask questions. Part of it, for example, the abortion subject. I don't know if I brought it up. I must have brought it up. Okay, I brought up.
The abortion issue. Because I know the Europeans have kind of followed the Roe versus Wade hook, line, and sinker. But remember now, the Roe versus Wade came out in 73, and the use of ultrasound became pretty ensconced in the late 70s. I was one of the first doctors in Canada to trade in ultrasound under Dr. McMillan. I was in medical school doing research under this radiologist. And I was also the first doctor in Canada certified to look at MRI scans trained in Tempe, Arizona at their MRI Research Center. So I was the first doctor in Canada doing medical legal work in 1980, 36 years ago, looking at MRIs. If ultrasound was present, like it is in some states now, 78% of women who had planned an abortion won't do it if they see an ultrasound of their baby, because they're told usually it's a lump of tissue. So when I hear this shrill response by women who want to have the right to abortion, they have the right to be sterile. They do not have a right to abortion. And I want people to understand that if I become a totally unethical monster, which is quite possible, I could take the fetus and genetically engineer it to make it super soldiers, and there's not a thing they can do because it's, quote, not human. But it has inheritor rights, so when you look at the legal system, like Dr. Fred Graves, even on a legal basis, if Roe versus Wade was actually re-looked at by people that actually brought it before the Supreme Court, it would be struck down, just on the basis of inheritorship, the nature of the human fetus, the genetic distinctness, etc. So when I hear Europeans try to defend it and being angry with Trump, I think that you take every girl that's 13 or 14 when they hit their menarche, put in a vow through their umbilicalicus, they can't get pregnant, they have the right to be sterile. They do not have the right to abort. And the reason is, a generation or two from now, if we have a global state, they will outlaw wild reproduction. And people think, well, the Christian church is the only thing protecting the rights of women to actually have babies. 20 or 40 years from now, if the global state takes over and it's atheistic or agnostic, you won't have the right to have babies. It'll be grown in laboratories. And they'll genetically remove anybody that has genes that may fight against the state. So wild reproduction will be against the law. So these women who don't understand in 2016 what's going on in 2050, it'll be a different world.
Well, anyway, I was talking to this woman, and she did not want to understand the anti-abortion argument at all.
Of course not. These people are there's Persephone that brings in the, like we talked about last Friday, Persephone, the goddess of the spring, that has her consort as the whore of Babylon, Hades, or the god of the underworld. And the ancients saw this metaphor, and unfortunately these women who want to fight for women's rights have the right to become sterile. They do not have the right to abort, and that includes right from the moment of conception, because when you do that, you lose your rights as a woman. One of the most sacred rights is that women have a superior right because they reproduce the human race. If you take that away, they lose their rights as women. In fact, that's why 93% of abortions worldwide are female. They're not Down syndrome or genetic defects. They're female. And the future, and this is something a century from now people need to grasp, the future does not need females. It doesn't. The future does not need females.
Well, I accept. And as your regular listeners have heard me say before, and you know this as well, except we don't believe that civilization as we know it is going to last to that
point. No, I know, but we have to theorize it because I'm making a point that if society even naturally evolves through the process that started by people like Hillary Clinton as a flower child in the 60s and wants to now be president to push abortion up to the moment of delivery, even 93% of abortionists to do first trimester abortion would not do late-term abortion at the moment of delivery. Did you know that? 93%? That's crazy, which means we have a presidential candidate that would kill the baby that could be totally viable. Then they say, well, the health of the mother, there's no indication. None. In fact, if a woman has cancer and you take the baby because she's got cancer, she's going to die really fast because that cancer is being suppressed by her now amped up immune system. And as soon as you remove that baby, her immune system fails and she dies really fast. I've seen it happen. So this is not open to discussion. When people say there's a medical indication for abortion, a tubal pregnancy is not a pregnancy. If you don't take that tubal pregnancy out, the woman's going to die. Now, if you could transport that to an artificial uterus or another person as a surrogate, that's a different thing. We don't have that technology now. We could. But the fact is, a tubal pregnancy is not a medical indication. You're talking about something totally medically different. But the idea of taking a uterine pregnancy and removing it and thinking it's a medical indication, whether it's cancer or any other condition, is hogwash. There's not one indication. I presented two papers to the Royal Commission on New Reproductive Technologies in 1992, and also papers I presented to the Human Life International Panel in Zurich, Switzerland in 1997, March 16th. It's foolishness, and it's a lie to say that there's a medical indication. This is totally aside even from this religious side and the human reproductive side. And when you separate humans from their genetic heritage of being genetically related, because we are in a sense owned not only by our Creator God, by the posterity of our ancestors, and if you disconnect humans, you no longer have constitutional rights because your mama and your daddy is a state in a genetic laboratory that made you. That's scary stuff.
Well, anyway, while I'm over there, the idea that the morality of abortion was something this woman did not have any interest in discussing. And so what was interesting was her spouse, who was Dutch, he actually was interested in understanding what was going on in the U.S. And so I explained to him why there are people who have issues with Hillary Clinton. He didn't indicate one way or the other. I think he kind of wondered why people would support Donald Trump. Now, first, before I say this, and you know this, some of your listeners know this, I'm not I've written two books against Hillary Clinton, but I am also not a Donald Trump supporter. That being said, I explained to him why certain voting blocs wanted to vote for Donald Trump. I said, for example, that many people believe that we're seeing an erosion in religious freedom and liberty in the United States. And I said, we are seeing that. And many believe that if Mrs. Clinton gets in, the erosion is going to continue. And I agree with that as well. Mm-hmm. So, various ones believe or hope that if Donald Trump gets in, then that could be reversed. They see no possible chance if Mrs. Clinton gets into office, but they do see a chance if Mr. Trump gets in. And I did this so he understood that. Because otherwise,
was he a religious person, or is there most Europeans they maintain?
No, he's secular, but he understood.
I have European friends, and of course, being a dual citizen of U.S. and Canada, I can tell you, Canadians, by the way, are mostly secular, which is why if you speak out against things, when I had a radio show there, I got threatened to be arrested by the CRTC and the RCMP, and I threatened them back. And you have to understand, Europeans maintain their church buildings; it's religiously dead in Europe. And other than churches like yours that are starting from home churches, the religious establishment, whether it's Roman Catholic or secular agnostic or so-called in some denomination, are dead as a doornail, just like the statement by Ebenezer Scrooge. 7 long years ago, Jacob Marley was as dead as a doornail. Well, guess what? That's what the church is like in Europe. So when you try to talk to them about religious or spiritual issues, these people are completely blind and deaf.
So anyway, but that part he understood, because I think the press in the U.S., and it's been amplified a little bit over in Europe, the press tries to indicate that the reason that people support Donald Trump is because they're just like the race, let's consider the racially oriented parties. For example, there's a Dutch guy by the name of Gertz, I think is his name. And he's been threatened a couple of times because he made some comments about Islam or Arabs or Moroccans is the latest one. He's actually in court.
In Europe, in fact, I think even as a senior leader of a French party who's threatened to be arrested and put in prison because she made statements against Islam. And by the way, the same thing goes on in Canada. It's a horrific country. I've got a caller I think has a really good point that I want us to respond to. Pat in Texas, go ahead. Pat, you're on the air.
Because of prayer and fasting, I think back when the Clintons were in, even the Democrats voted against partial birth abortion. And Bill Clinton vetoed it. So it had to go to the Supreme Court to be ruled in favor that it was wrong, you know. And
right.
And if he did it then, he'll do it again. And I don't think he's for it, but she is. Because
she's
there's a story here.
Pardon? Well, when I say 93% of abortionists are against it, that means it's pretty bad if first trimester abortionists don't think it's a good idea. And again, remember the vast proportion of these babies that are being aborted are not babies that have, you know, giant heads from internal hydrocephalus or external tumors to their body. No. We're talking about babies that are normal babies that you're going to plunge the scissors into the back of the skull, suck the brains out to collapse the skull while the baby's alive and can feel all of this, and then pull it out in pieces, which also, by the way, can cause Asherman syndrome or make their mother bleed to death or cause such damage to the intrauterine lining she can never have a proper implantation of a placenta in the future and can never have a normal pregnancy. So a traumatic removal of a baby in chunks at the late term, as late as literally the moment of delivery, is an insane thing. And for her to defend it on that last debate with Trump, you can see Trump was in a state of shock. I could see the blood drain from his face. It wasn't just a media thing. He looked at like, you're kidding that you're actually going to defend it on the air. Because even abortionists wouldn't defend late-term abortion that are regularly doing first trimester. I mean, really.
Well, you want to hear another one? When Ross Perot was interviewed by Larry King, I had somebody call because I was programmed off the air for him.
Right.
And she said, how do you feel about a woman's right to choose? And he said, Larry, what does that mean? And Larry said, abortion. And he said, I'm all for a woman's right to choose. And the whole country flipped. I mean, right then, they no longer were for Ross Perot.
Exactly.
And He was there to put the Clintons in. He didn't want to be president, or his vice president wouldn't have stood up there and said, who am I and what am I doing here?
Right. Now, even if the Trump and Pence lose, it's bringing America to a point of repentance or judgment. People need to grasp that. So if you out there support Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, even if there's other Democrats, by the way, wouldn't say these things, you yourself are an evildoer. And you're going to pay for it in this world and
the
next. You're going to pay for it.
You will face the judgment.
Exactly.
As if you did
the late-term abortion yourself by voting for this monster. And by the way, with open borders, we will have terrorism on American soil. It'll be unbelievable. We will have the collapse of the economy and 48 million people, they won't be able to recharge the EBT cards for food stamps. You'll see race wars. You'll see chaos. You'll see giant cities. They say potentially in the next 10 years, if she does what she's going to do, we could have 600 million new emigres that they won't stop coming in. We could reach 1 billion people in 10 years in this country. That's how crazy this is. Wow.
Okay, well.
Thank you, Pat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Let's return to our primary topics. Oops.
Okay. We were talking about what's been going on. I just got back from Europe. Spent time talking to the Europeans, and again, some have their mind made up one way or the other. As I said, the Serbians absolutely cannot stand the possibility of another Clinton administration. But when you get further north, you see that many of the Northern Europeans find the idea of having a Trump presidency absurd or insane. I guess that would be a way I would word it. Now, what was interesting is then, you know, what are they going to do about this? You know, the Bible talks about the rise of the power of the Great Sea rising up. And the Great Sea in the Bible is actually the Mediterranean Sea. And so if Mr. Trump becomes president, I believe that the Europeans may decide that they need to take some steps sooner than perhaps otherwise. That being said, I just read about Mrs. Clinton and the Europeans today, and the Europeans say they don't want Trump. They want her, basically because they think they can get her to do what they want.
The Europeans, you talking about the Brussels European Union, you mean?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's a given. So I'll tell you what my guess is, and this may disturb people. I'm a solid Trump supporter. I'm not expecting a pastor-in-chief. This man is a baby Christian. He surrounded himself by solid pro-lifers like Mike Pence. Mike Pence's speech was serious. He is pro-life. He is pro-America. He's a patriot. But remember now, Donald Trump and his family are all high-level Masons. People have to understand that. But they consider themselves, quote, the white hat Masons that want to do good and bring the country back like the founders of America. Because most of them are Masonic. People have to know that. What I want people to understand, though, is the policies that Trump will bring in can make America great. They're the exact opposite of what Hillary wants to do. She wants a borderless world. She wants a united, a superstate Europe. And the Europeans from Brussels are absolutely want Hillary Clinton to come in because they know that the Trans-Pacific and Transatlantic partnerships, they'll pivot. They've lied so they can get the Bernie Sanders supporters. They're going to support these international trade treaties that will basically make our government vestigial. So I totally agree with you that they want Hillary. They don't care about the other baggage, about partial birth abortion or her lying or emails or anything else or the craziness of harassing women after the serial rapist Bill Clinton. That doesn't matter. What matters to the Brussels people is they'll they'll support the creation of a superstate Europe that would, in the economic chaos that's going on, the Europeans will become this superstate that's prophesied in the Bible. And unfortunately, although the Italians are fighting against it, and we talked about this in the first hour with Hardy Schlanger from Berlin, the Italians have been told by the austerity fascists in Brussels that we can't rebuild these towns and cities in your water depots because we're in austerity now. So you've got to go without homes and without water supplies and so on because we're not going to put money in from the European Union to rebuild your cities. So that's how bad this is. And they're hell-bent on building a superstate Europe, which unfortunately I think is probably going to happen. And I would
it's going to definitely happen. The question is, how many hiccups are they going to go through before it gets together?
Exactly. Now, I don't know whether or not we're going to get a term of Trump. I'd say the chances are about a third that Trump's going to get in, two-thirds Hillary. Despite all these things about the emails and WikiLeaks and you know, Project Veritas, I still think it's about two-thirds chance the Hildebeest is going to get in. Now, my side, which is Trump's side, and millions of Americans, even if Trump died tomorrow and Mike Pence died, the movement's going on, we will never, ever accept a Hillary presidency. Ever. There will be a pitchfork revolution. That's already happening. And out there, people are prepping up and getting ready, armed to the teeth, food supplies, everything, going to the local sheriff, starting to get kind of organized in groups. People know the chances are, here in California, they got 2.8 million illegals, and they're all going to vote Democrat because they figure, hey, we're going to get amnesty from the Hildebeest. And people don't know. The chances are really likely. I mean, I live in California. My vote means nothing here because in this state, they got so damn many illegals, they have no right to vote, and 2.8 million Americans are registered in more than one state. 1.8 million have been dead since the 1940s and are going to vote in this election. So, and we got 16 states where the voting machines with GEM software run by none other than Mr. George Soros. Really? And you think the election is being stolen? And they say if it happens that Trump gets in, it's going to be a miracle. And if it doesn't happen, Europe is going to be clapping and laughing and saying, great, we got the Hildebeest. We're going to have superstate Europe and the Bible will be fulfilled. I agree with you. God help us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I did an oops here. I had Dr. Bob was supposed to be on next week. We have him on today. We have Jonathan Gray here as well as Dr. Bob. And actually, maybe it's good because we have two great minds that are going to make some biblical analysis and truths out of it. The thing that you said that's so profound, having been in Europe, Dr. Bob, is that you stated that the Europeans are rabidly supporting Hillary despite all her warts and crimes and whatever, because they make the statement that they think they'll help support the creation of superstate Europe, which is a biblical truth that is prophesied without Britain. In fact, there's prophet teachers since the 1950s that actually said that the rise of superstate Europe will occur without Britain at the time of the end. And I think you're absolutely correct. Want to hear Jonathan's comment on that, too, before we proceed. Jonathan, we'll have you on. We'll get some extra times for you to be on because we cut you short today, but we'll have you on the next two segments. What do you think? I mean, this is scary stuff, but the Hildebeest may get in despite the fact of the WikiLeaks, the Project Veritas, all of the other crimes that happened, including the ongoing investigation by the FBI, and almost certainly even if after she gets elected, which is about two-thirds, and I don't want to think of it because my stomach's turning, up to maybe 90% chance that she's still going to get in, that we are dealing with a situation where she's almost certainly going to go to prison over it, and many of our other people are going to go to prison too, because Congress, with the energy of the Trump campaign people, and that's people like me, we're not going to go away. We're going to get a hell of a lot madder if she gets in. What do you think, Jonathan?
Well, I think, Dr. Bill, a lot of good things are being said, things that are true, that I can agree with. But the one big thing is being missed that no one has mentioned, as far as I know. And this is the controlling factor, and this is in Bible prophecy as well, relating to America.
Right.
The not 2016 elections in the United States is under total Vatican control.
Right. Tell us how the Vatican's involved, because the Jesuits, including Tim Kaine, who's a Vatican-controlled and trained individual, and you look at this guy, it's like he wouldn't even be a good high school debater, and he was so inappropriate when he was debating Mike Pence, you can tell. Give us some details of how the Vatican is involved with controlling the elections.
Right. First of all, let me say this. The Vatican loves to play one against another.
Right.
And when we consider this, the Vatican actually played Russia, the USSR, against America. Both actually were being played by the Vatican during the Cold War.
Right.
The Vatican loves to play Muslims against Europeans. The Vatican is in charge of the election right now. Let me say this. Trump is Jesuit trained. Hillary's running mate is a Jesuit. Her husband is Jesuit trained from university, Bill Clinton.
Right.
Georgetown
and by the
University.
Way, and I mentioned that before, that the Trump is a Scottish Rite Royal Archmason. I didn't realize he was also Jesuit trained. Where did he get his training?
Now let me say this. Trump, I don't know if you saw on Fox News some time ago the Al Smith dinner.
Trump, yes, I saw. Yeah, the Al Smith dinner is all Jesuit, isn't it?
That's right. And Trump and Hillary were sitting there together at the annual Catholic Charities fundraiser, $3,000 a plate.
Right.
There was Trump, and then came Cardinal Timothy Dolan, and then
right.
Hillary, the three of them together.
Right.
In the middle. The Cardinal was in the middle between Trump and Hillary.
Wow.
And on one side was the United States flag, on the other side is the Vatican flag flying.
Wow.
Now, Trump, in his speech there at that dinner, said these things. We can agree on the need to stand up to anti-Catholic bias. Trump is going to defend the Catholics and persecute those who say anything against them. That's his pledge. Now, this was not, I don't think, right across the media, but the fact is he's actually said that, and I have him in front of me on recording saying it.
Right, it wasn't a major thing that Fox or anybody else pushed, but it's one of the things. In other words, he's kissing the tuchus of the Catholic Church and its various power brokers inside America.
That's right. And he said, we will defend religious liberty. Now, this is what the Catholic Church says. This is what the Vatican says through their spokesman in America. We will defend religious liberty until we are the majority. And then there is only one liberty, and that is to serve the way the Catholic Church serves. Now, I've got that in writing from one of their large spokesmen.
What do you think, Dr. Bob? Because that's a little scary, isn't it?
There's two aspects. One, I don't have any direct information about them trying to control this particular election. But that being said, let me make it perfectly clear. I do not agree with Pope Francis's ecumenical agenda.
Right.
He does have a political agenda. Getting
yes.
involved in this climate change stuff, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we may have talked about this on the show before, but the head of the World Council of Churches actually said that if you don't agree with the climate change agenda, that you've blasphemed the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Which is the only unpardonable sin that Jesus mentions. I mean, that's really getting out there in terms of pushing an agenda. Now,
yeah.
as far as the other position that the Vatican, as a general rule, wants religious freedom until they have power, well, obviously, historically, you can verify that. And one thing we've discussed here is that, in my view, looking at biblical prophecy, we're going to see additional changes of the Church of Rome. It's going to be even more different than the original Christian faith in time.
It accepts the Quran. In fact, the last Christmas ceremonies, they had the Quran spoken of in Rome at the same time that the books are equivalent, which is,
yeah.
you know, given...
Which is wrong. And they,
which
any,
is wrong,
any,
yeah.
Anyone who goes out and says that basically religions that don't involve Jesus will bring salvation is simply not, hasn't read their New Testament.
Exactly.
Okay. And And you have, on the one hand, historical Catholic writers who take extremely different positions than Pope Francis has taken. They basically say, if you're not in the Church of Rome, there's no possibility for salvation. On the other hand, you've seen with this particular pontiff that how they embrace Islam, how they seem to also embrace the Hindu faith and the Buddhist faith, and even the Jews. They said, I think a year or two back, that Jews don't have to accept Jesus to be saved.
In fact, they had a ceremony. The previous Pope had a ceremony on a mountain near Bethlehem, where they brought the imams from Islam, Catholic priests, and Jewish rabbis together to have a conjoint ceremony. So really, it doesn't really matter what religion, if it's an Abrahamic religion or a spin-off or whatever, it's cool. Everything's fine.
If you don't believe the Bible, I guess people will come to that conclusion, but those of us who believe that the Bible's the Word of God do not believe that there's salvation apart from Christ. Therefore, this is all an abomination, going out there and saying, you know, if we just pretend to get along, this is what Jesus wants, and it's like, that's not what Jesus taught.
No.
And so anyway, the general view is, yes, I do think that the Vatican has a world plan. Scripture warns about it. Some Catholic writings, by the way, also warn against it. And, you know, we've talked about some of my books, like, for example, my book about Hillary Clinton. I've got Catholic prophecies that warn against some of the things that the current Pope is doing.
So
it's not that all Catholics support this agenda either. In fact, I had a woman in my office yesterday, the day before, who was Roman Catholic, and she's like, you know, what do I think of this Pope? I've known this woman forever, because she doesn't trust this guy either.
Right. So a lot of Catholics are kind of, and a lot
there
of even leaders within the church, like archbishops and cardinals, are not going along with it.
Yeah, that's why he's pushed a couple of them out, or demoted them, or only promoted certain people, or raised them to the rank of cardinal, because he feels that they'll support the agenda that he's pushing.
Wow.
Which often is different than the historical position of the Church of Rome.
Now, Jonathan, this is really serious. So, what kind of training did Donald Trump have that tied him to the Jesuits? I know those statements are obviously supporting Catholicism and saying it's co-equal to evangelical Christianity, which obviously we know that it says, "Behold, Babylon, the great mother of harlots and of abominations on the earth." That's the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church in the time of the end, right now, with this current Pope, is an abomination. And a lot of Catholics are, you know, their stomachs are turning because they know he says, "Get out of Babylon, lest you share in her curses." The church, the Roman Catholic Church, right now, a lot of people are jumping ship, aren't they?
Oh yes, and there's a lot jumping ship into it as well. You're probably aware that 2 days ago, on October the 31st, the Pope began a year of celebration of the Protestant Reformation.
Right, he was in Sweden.
And this will end on October the 31st, 2017, which will be the 500th anniversary of the day when Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses and began the Reformation. And on this 500th anniversary, the Protestant Reformation is scheduled to be declared dead.
Wow. Because you can see it, there's a number of pastors, leading pastors in America, that want, in a sense, come back into the fold of the World Council of Churches, which is headed by the Vatican, that have had ceremonies with Buddhists, imams, all kinds of religious animists. I mean, it's really bizarre that the Catholic Church has gone this far down the road that basically any form of spirituality is okay, and they're going to describe, in fact, he's even mentioned that no one can have a personal relationship or interaction with God. It has to be through sort of a central authority. I think this Pope has mentioned that, hasn't he?
He said that it's dangerous to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and the only way to have salvation is coming through the church itself.
Right.
They have already basically tried to declare that the Reformation is over. They had people like the Pentecostalist Kenneth Copeland, for example, essentially declare that. They have others who said that back in 1999 there was an agreement between the Lutheran Church and the Church of Rome on salvation or grace or something along these lines, and they're trying to make it to sound like they're all together. And again, the intent of the celebration of the Reformation is basically to say, as Jonathan said, that it's over. Now, when I was in Europe, by the way, We visited the, quote, longest church in the Netherlands, or in Europe. It was one dedicated to John the Baptist. Anyway, and inside this, at the beginning, is a poster for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. I mean, there is, you said in the earlier segment, in Europe you've got a lot of empty churches.
Right.
And so the people see these churches, so they know they're there. And they're going to, I think many of them are going to go along with this idea that, hey, look, the Catholics and the Protestants now get along together, so everything is just fine. They, and many will incorrectly believe that they're pushing biblical Christianity when they're not.
They're pushing biblical whoredom is what they're pushing, which is why we have Persephone, the Whore of Babylon, literally here in running office, and almost certainly, you know, even with all these disasters, she's still statistically with the Electoral College probably going to be president. And I know it's disturbing to me because I want to see Donald. I know they're going to steal the election. It's already evident that's going to happen. But the chances of her still becoming president, at least even temporarily, before she either dies or is imprisoned, if the Congress continues to proceed, and that's again a big question too. This is scary stuff. But when the Europeans say they want Hillary, and despite all the other warts and crimes and whatever, this is biblical, isn't it?
It is, except there are actually some Europeans, by the way, the really behind-the-scenes ones, if you will, who actually want Mr. Trump to win.
Right.
They don't want him to win for the reasons that you want him to win.
Right.
They want him to win because they feel that if Donald Trump is the image of the United States, it will be easier to persuade Europeans to develop arms, to come up with more policies that are anti-American, et cetera, et cetera. So they're hoping he'll get in, he'll be a catalyst. But generally speaking, those who have a globalist agenda don't want Donald Trump in. You know, the current media, you know, there's another study, I think it came out that 3 out of 4 or 4 out of 5, depending which study you look at, Americans realize that the media has decided that they don't want Donald Trump basically under any circumstance. The media meaning the mainstream
right.
Media.
Amazing. So, Jonathan, I need to get you back for another time for us to continue this discussion because we have just a few minutes in this segment and another short one. If you were to summarize before the election, where do you see this going? Because I've had terrible insomnia and nightmares. I mean, I'm completely beside myself by what I see coming. We're literally in the birth pangs right now. It's the end of with Sukkot, it's the end of the Shemitah, 120 Shemitah year, the white belt year, Jubilee. I believe this election is a grave judgment on America.
Yes, you're quite right. Now, we're looking at Bible prophecy here. We haven't time to go into the prophecies, but it is a prophecy in the Revelation, which we've been saying for years, and this is that America will come up as a lamb and then speak as a dragon and tell the world to accept the mark of the beast, which is engineered by the Vatican.
Wow.
Now, that I've been saying that for years. Now, this election is the time when we see two candidates who are both being promoted and both being supported by the Vatican, one to fight the other, but Rome will still come out on top.
Now, I want to get you back on next Tuesday, which is Election Day, and the day after we're going to have Dr. Bob on the third hour. So you'll be on with Tim Alexander and me, and I think we need to do a full analysis of this because on Election Day, I call it in a sense this is the day when America is going to determine if it's the left path or the right path. If it goes down the pathway of Hillary Clinton, we have Persephone, the goddess of spring, making a deal with Hades, the god of the underworld, the devil, and literally introducing America to full-fledged judgment and evil. And it's interesting that her mentor, who wrote a book, Rules for Radicals, actually prophesied before he died in 72 that she would be the one to introduce America to this level of evil because he dedicated his book to Lucifer. So you have to understand they belong to the same coven in Los Angeles that she fly to even from Arkansas every month. And people need to understand there's a level of evil here that people really don't comprehend, do they?
Well, no, they don't have any idea how serious this is.
Yeah, so now, next Tuesday we're going to be on Election Day in the third hour and the day after Dr. Bob to do an autopsy. We'll see what happens. It's going to be scary. We have a short segment here, gentlemen, so we'll try to make a summary. But it's going to get ugly either way, whether Trump wins or loses. And it's definitely a time of judgment and change.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Jonathan, you'll be on the second half of the last hour on Tuesday, Election Day, and Dr. Bobby will be on the full hour on Wednesday to do an autopsy the 9th. You mentioned something on the break, Dr. Bob, that I thought was a fulcrum event. Right now, the election is, you know, basically 50-50 in terms of the polls. In some polls, like the Rasmussen, he's ahead. But when I look at the election fraud and like 2.8 million illegals here in California, they're going to definitely vote Democrat, wanting amnesty from Hillary, the Hildebeest. I can't get around the fact that I think it's almost certain, looking at the Electoral College, that Hillary, despite all the crimes she's done and all the things that are going to be ongoing in with Trey Gowdy and the other people over at the Congress, because it's still going to probably be Republican, I don't see this as not becoming a Hillary Clinton presidency. I mean, I'd say anywhere between 10 and 35% Trump. But that's going to require a miracle. And you mentioned one event that might swing it toward Trump.
Right.
What is that?
Well, you might remember last year, last election, there was a storm that hit the Northeast. And they said because of that storm, it might have been why Mitt Romney ended up losing. This time, the storm is a group called the Islamic State. Right now, they're under siege in Mosul. They've had problems in Aleppo. If they do something terrible and terrifying, that might galvanize some people in terms of to support Donald Trump. I suspect that both on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, we're going to see more bombshells out there, either from WikiLeaks or from somebody in the media or somebody before this is over. Whether they change it or not, I don't know.
I think people that have already decided about Hillary, despite the emails, they're not going to change their mind. I don't think there's anything else they can do to Trump. Basically, all of the women that have come forward, they have no proof of, solid proof of what they've done, you know, or the fact that they had this hot mic with Billy Bush, that's already done and over with. I mean, people are, they're not electing a pastor in chief. And a man after gone 14 months or traveling in the country and being empathic with people and having a real plan and having lots of good advisors, I'm with Trump, despite all his other issues. Now, the fact is, we're talking about both of them are sinners. And you mentioned, Jonathan, that the Trump has some Jesuit background. What's that training? Where did he go? Was it a school?
It's going to take me longer than just a couple of minutes to explain that.
So we'll get into that next week.
But he's doing all the things that a Jesuit-trained man can do that others are not doing.
Can we go maybe do a video after the show today and put that up as well? Maybe we can do a discussion and explain on that.
I'd rather wait till next week, Bill.
Okay.
I'm pretty flat out today.
Okay, or even maybe tomorrow. I mean, if you have time, I'd like to get it on up with the video up before people make the final vote on Election Day, so people are fully informed. Now, if you look at Christian policies and so on, and international financial policies that are good for America, Trump is way ahead. But Hillary will destroy the economy, destroy health care, destroy the Supreme Court with stacking it that it could affect us for decades. And she will destroy international policies. In fact, if she gets in, her military policies will guarantee nuclear war with Russia. So, you know, people need to know, if you vote for Hillary, is a vote for Armageddon. How's that?
Bill, you said something good, and I agree with what Bill said about the Muslim threat as well. I think that's very important and should be taken into consideration.
Yeah, that makes sense too, doesn't it, that they will do something to affect the elections, and if they swing it toward Trump, it's interesting, Trump's response to them will be to stomp them out, because we're supporting them. We support ISIS. Like I said as a joke, terrorists are us. We support ISIS and ISIL, give them supplies and equipment and satellite phones, etc., and don't bomb their things and buy their oil from the G20 nations. Thank you, Dr. Bob Deal, and Jonathan Gray. Will be back next week with major updates, and if we can do a video in the next few days, Jonathan, I'd like to do that. Give me a show which day is good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.